Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Denise Koslowski is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Denise is a new friend. She's a principal at Advocate Brokerage, which is an insurance firm, a well-established 45-year-old insurance firm, and Denise is very much involved in the local community, as most small business owners are, and she's just, her story and the story of her family and this family-owned business is a classic American success story. Denise Koslowski, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So it's good to have you here. Congratulations on the success of your company. Your company was founded by your mother, right?
It was founded by my mother.
Well, give her our congratulations on such great success story. Your mother's name is Rosalind?
She is Rosalind.
Rosalind, okay. So so talk to us about what was her motivation when she started the business. Starting an insurance company, an insurance agency 45 years ago was not exactly something most women were doing.
No. The story is my father was an Allstate agent, and I think he got together with a bunch of his buddies, and they decided that their wives should have insurance licenses for tax write-off reasons or something like that. My mother looked at him, and she was, I think, pregnant with me, and that's the third child, and she looked at me and heard my dad, and she said, if I'm going to school for however many months it is, I'm going to do this for real. I'm not just going to do it as a tax write-off.
Right.
So she founded the business, and ultimately my father, she became so successful that my father left Allstate and joined her.
So she said, I don't want to just be the pretty face on this business. I'm going to actually pull something off, right? I'm going to actually
Absolutely. Do
something. All right. So,
Absolutely.
Well, that good for her. Well, that right there, he should have known that he was not dealing just with his wife. He was dealing with a force.
Right.
And most entrepreneurs, that's what most entrepreneurs are. They're not just a person. They're a force. Because they're determined to make it happen, and she obviously did that. But the business that she moved into, she found a niche too, didn't she?
She found a niche, absolutely. There was a need for a high quality service provider in this area.
Tell us what that means.
Well, to be successful in the insurance world means that you're giving people service. We really serve one purpose, and that is to not, well, I'm telling myself short, but we're giving advice, mm-hmm. and we're help not, when you call GEICO, you're just getting a product and nobody's telling you what to buy. We're mm-hmm. stepping in and giving advice and explaining the process and mm-hmm. educating our clients, and we have the same relationship with our companies that we have with our clients.
Because insurance is a commodity. How it's delivered is customized, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's how you differentiate between. That's how you, if you wonder how local small tire stores stay in business in the face, next door to Walmart, it's not because they have better, cheaper tires. It's because enough people care about dealing with somebody who cares about their tires, not just want to sell them tires.
Right. And just like your life is at stake if you have the wrong tires and you get into an accident, if you have the wrong insurance, your assets are at stake.
Right. Is it life insurance mostly, right?
No, not at all. We're property and casualty.
Okay, it's a full P&C. Full P&C. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So
homes and umbrellas and businesses and everything like that.
And then along the way, the babies grew up, right?
Exactly.
Those little munchkins grew up and became adults and went off
yes.
and did their own thing, and some of them came home. Regardless of what Mr. Wolf said, you can go home again, can't you?
You can. I didn't
and
think
you,
I
and
would.
And you did.
Right. Right.
So when you left for college, did it ever occur to you you'd come back to Scarsdale?
No, absolutely not. I was not coming back to Scarsdale. That was the guarantee.
Silly girl.
Right. And I learned a few things along the way.
Yeah. And all of a sudden you woke up one morning and said, you know, I think my parents have been going to night school or something. They've got smarter all of a sudden, right?
Yeah.
So what was the turning point for you when you said, I think I'm going to go into business with my parents?
Well, the turning point was I started my career in the art world.
Yeah.
And so I interned at Sotheby's, and then I went to work as an assistant in the photography department at an auction house called Swan Galleries, mm-hmm. which was a really interesting place to work. But in the art world, you don't make a lot of money. And there's very little prospect of actually earning a good living.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly than that, my husband, who was just starting out as a lawyer, turned to me one day and said he was going to join a business in Morristown, New Jersey, unless I was going to join the family business in Scarsdale. And so I kind of got nervous. The thought of living in New Jersey made me really nervous. So I said, of course I'm
going
into
the family
business.
Send all Jersey folks, send all the letters to Denise Kozlowski. Go ahead, Denise.
I love New Jersey, and my entire extended family lives there, but something about living there made me nervous at that time.
Right. So you didn't realize you were a Scarsdale snob, did you?
I didn't
until
realize
that point.
It. Right.
All this place you couldn't wait to get away from, you're now a Scarsdale snob, right?
Right. They say Westchester girls don't leave Westchester.
Yeah, there you go. It's some kind of a natural law. Okay, so you decide to move back and join your mother's firm. Did you have an invitation?
I had an invitation, yes.
Mom said, when are you going to decide to make some money and come back and go to work with us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
That is exactly what she said. And Dad, too. My father is very much involved as well. So they really thought that
it was foolish
to pass it up.
And that was a couple of decades ago. And how things been going since then? Are you 20 something years later? Are you glad you made that decision?
I am glad I made the decision. It made it easy for me. There would have been no better way to raise a family without being involved in a family business.
But didn't you leaving and going to work for somebody else make you appreciate the family business more than if you'd gotten out of college and gone straight back to the business? Didn't that make a difference?
I had to. Absolutely.
Isn't that good advice for other people?
Absolutely.
If you've got a family business, make the kids go and find their way in another industry or somewhere else before they come back to the business, right? That's the right thing, I think.
That is the best advice.
Give us the website quickly, Denise.
It's www.advocatebrokerage.com.
All right, so check that out. When we come back, we're going to talk about how's this family business working out. Any issues? 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.